We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on four lines from the top from Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Four lines from the top of Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. The first words on the line, the Bas Yayim, end of that line. Rami Le Rav Amram Le Rav Sheshes. Rami asked a question to Rav Sheshes. Tanan, it says in our Mishnah, Hashpudim Va'askala, if you have a spit or a grill which you cook on it with fire, direct fire, without any water, the halacha is, the way you kasher it is Malabnam Ba'ar. You do Libun, which means you have to put it into fire in order to kasher it. And the problem is, Legabi Kachim, is it something else? But Tanan Gabi Kachim, Hashpud Va'askala, you want to kasher it that it shouldn't have the blias of Kachim and it shouldn't become nicer. What's the halacha? The halacha is, Magilam Mechamin, you kasher in hot water. So it's a stira. In our Mishnah Mashma, that a shpud and askala, in order to kasher it, you have to do libun. And by kachim, it says over there that it's enough with agala b'chamin. Why do you need a kasher by kachim? Because if you have, let's say, a grill that you grilled some chatos meat on it. So now, chatos has to be eaten that day and that night. The next morning, it turns to the noisa. So the blias, the taste that is absorbed in this spit, becomes noisa. So therefore, you have to kasher it in order to reuse it. And it says, how do you kasher it? You kasher it with doing hagala b'chamin with hot water. And it's a theory. In our Mishnah, it says you have to use libun, which is fire. We'll call it a blowtorch. You have to use a fire. You have to blow a blowtorch. Not enough to kasher it in water. That was Rav Amram's kasher to Rav Sheshes. Amalei, Amram Bri. Amram, my son. My inyan kachem eitz ha-gulei v'chavim. What does kachem got to do with gu'ulei nachrim, which is talking about something that's not kosher, treifus? Hacha teirabala, hasa mesurabala. And the Gemara doesn't really explain the teretz right now. The Gemara's teretz is that there's a difference in a teirabala and a surabala. By the case of goyim deer, the taste that gets absorbed automatically inside the item, the utensil, is iser. Mashenkin here, when it goes in, it's kachem, it's kosher, it's good, it's kshmak. Later on, it becomes nicer, and therefore it's more cooler. And you don't need libun. It's enough with hagala. So Amar Rava, soif, ki kapala, the sura kapala, the maisa, when you cook with it, the bli is coming out, by that time it's nicer. So it's the same thing. You're right, when it went in it was hetter, so what? The maisa, the iser, the bli is we're handling is iser, the maisa, it's nicer. So they're both equal. So why should one work with nidafka liba, and the other one work with hagala alone? I don't hear the tarot, Rava says. And later on, the Gemara is going to say mahalach, and could be that will explain what it means, a terabala, surabala. Rava has a kasha for you, I don't understand. Elama Rava, so Rava answers, Mai Hagala Nami Shtifa Marika. Which Gemara starts like this, Avada needs Libun. It needs Libun. Like everything that has to be kashered that was used in fire, has to be kashered with fire. Here we're saying by kashered, we need something else extra. It also needs Shtifa Mariko, which is really a pasuk in the Torah that says that kachem needs Mariko Shtifa, kalem of kachem needs Mariko Shtifa, and it says that by Acheres, you have to break it, b'makom kadosh. But he's saying, it's a really exerts a cost of it, like Rashi says, the Firava was saying. And just like if some dam chatos or something from the chatos spritzes on a beged, you have to wash the beged. Same thing here also, you have to wash it. But of course you need libun to take out the blias of noisa. But besides that, there's a cost of the mariko shtifa. That's what Rav wants to mechadash. So the problem is, it says, losh ha'gola b'chamin. So omalei abaya, mi dami, mariko v'shtifa b'tzoynin. Mariko shtifa means with cold water. Here it says, agola, it says b'chamin. It says, klar, agola b'chamin. So that's not what it means. That's a big doichik to say that here we're talking about nudim mariko shtifa. So elam abaya, even a bigger chiddush, she says. Elam abaya, you know what the abaya says? That when you have a spit or a grill, it needs to, in order to kasher it, it's not enough with one alone. It needs two things. Libun and agala. Elam abaya, yagid alav reya, which means its friend, it teaches us on this, they teach on each other. Which means our Mishnah says that a shpud needs libun. The Mishnah there, by Imsech HaZvachim, says that you need agala. And truth, you need both. Elam abaya, yagid alav reya, tonahok libun. But who had in Lagala? It wasn't his Agala. Tanahas Magala, but who had in Libun? He's both. He's Agala and Libun. And it's not clear why it would need both. But the Gemara, as a kashan anyway, the Gemara doesn't really explain it. But somehow, by hell, they need both things, Libun and Agala. And that's the answer to the stira. It's not a stira. They're both saying a different part of what they need.
Why do you need
the time? Huh?
Why do
No, Hagala needs two. In order to kasher a spit, you have to do libun and Hagala b'chamin. No. New pshat now. They every time, it's nothing to do with kachim. Every time you buy a tray for grill, the only way to kasher, the two things, Hagala and libun. That's what Abaye says. I, it says the libun, it says the Hagala. I says Hagala, it's libun. Both are true.
So,
kachim is both. Kachim is Hagala and libun. And this needs Liban and Hagala. Everything needs both. That's what Abaye is saying. Both of them need both. In order to kasher a grill anywhere, kachim or treifas needs two things. It needs Hagala and Liban. That's what Abaye is mechadish. Chiddush. It needs both things. So Rava says, this is not a classic Yagad of Olav Reya. Yagad of Reya means, I'm going to say it outside first. Rava says, Yagad of Reya means that you have in one place it says what to do. Let's say it says both things. And another place only says one, so we say, oh, it's missing the other thing. We say you learn that from the other one that needs both. But here, in neither place does it say what you really do. That's not Yagad of Areya. Listen to Lakulu b'chada. By one of them, say what they have to do both. But list the be'idach kriti. And other ones say one. V'leima Yagad of Areya. They ain't say Yagad of Areya. This is not called Yagad of Areya that will learn out from like Sosim and Afurush. Here, neither place says what you have to do. So it sounds like one of them is enough. And the libun's enough. It's back shver. It says in the libun, why by kachim what we make with hagalot shver? Elam Rava nuteret. Rava says you don't need libun. You don't have to kasher. You know why? Elam Rava kachim ayin taimayu kerav nachmin amar Rava b'avua. The Omar kol yoyim v'yoyim nase gil l'chaveroi. He says a postulate thing. He says they use those kelim every daily. Daily, use the kelim daily. So let's say today I made a chatos. The next day, I cook another chatos and another shlom in it. And so now, it automatically goes into the food. And before it became nicer already, it became bottle in the food already. It wasn't nicer. It went into the food, it became part of the food. Now it gets the din of the food. So every day, you're making gil l'chaveret.
Friday is kosher.
Huh? It's more it's good kosher Shabbos. That's a good question. So the Echanami, those you had to maybe kasher. Some say fast like kasher. Echanami, maybe that you had to do libron. But we're talking about the whole week. But the Gemara is a better kasher. Not a better, Gemara is a different kasher on that. L'chaira, if you cook the next day, it's already nice already. It's too late. Let's see the Gemara inside. Elam Rava Kachma in time out. We have Nach V'dom Ravua. Doma call Yoim V'yoim Nasa Gil L'chaveri. Every day, if you do a gal on it. Zog the Gemara, Tenech Shlomim, that's good if on Sunday you make a Shlomim. Shlomim, you're allowed to eat Sunday night, and Monday. So now, on Monday, it's still not nicer, and you cook the next food in it, and then it makes hagal on it, so everything's good, gewaldig. But the problem is that if we made a chatas on Sunday, then by Monday, then that's already nicer. Tainach shlomim, kim l'shnei yom m'sachli, mekamei, did I have a nicer, before it becomes nicer on Monday, you have a gil, you already did the hagala by cooking the next thing. Elachatos, keeping the yom v'leila b'sachla b'chatos. Since you only eat it for night and day, that means you made it on Sunday. Sunday night already, it's the last time you're allowed to eat this, and Monday morning already becomes nicer. Kimevashal ba'idna, chatos have a nicer. Kimevashal ba'idna chatos have a nicer. Becomes nicer Monday morning. Kodem vashal ba'lemachar oishlam oichatos. If the next day you cook either shlom or chatos, it's too late. Kapol nicer the chatos idna b'chatos shlom b'lemachar. The chatas today is setting out bliyos that are nice already. It's nice already. It's coming into our chatas shlom of today, of Monday. So l'chayra, what does it help? You cook the next day in that thing. It's a problem if it's a chatas on Sunday.
Aren't we worried about roasting also?
Yeah, we're talking about roasting now.
Gil is not
the one. No, gil is not the one. Give me hagal over here. Give me roasting also. Give me roasting also. Gil just means expelling. Bliyos, that's the word gil means. Hagala means hagala b'cham, and that's what it means hot water. There's another kasha really over here. So why did hagala at all? Why you did hagala? It says in the Mishnah hagala b'cham. And that's what really was bothering you. The Gemara's going to ask. You don't need anything here. The Gemara's going to ask the kasha. Meanwhile, the Gemara's figuring out the cheshbon. The cheshbon is we're saying since every day you cook with it, so it expels the bliyos into the food, and therefore it's not a problem. So the Gemara's kasha is, but on Monday it's a problem. If you made a chas on Sunday, it's too late already. When you cook chatas on Sunday, that day you reuse it for shlomim. Hodom vashuva in the shlomim. You automatically cook a shlomim. So the chatas to lamacha, the shlomim to esma, b'hadi yadik hashalom, zimnayu. So then, it's not a problem, because then you cook a chatas the next day, and or shlomo, so you can do, but it's not nice until the end of that day. V'hoda mevasel shlomim d'lemachar. Then you cook again, shlomim d'lemachar. You could cook the next day again a shlomim. You cook the next day a shlomim on this thing. So basically, the Gemara's teretz is that you do gila chaveira. By Monday it's already nicer. Teretz is if you do a chatas on Sunday that day already, you reuse it for the next carbon a shlomim, and shlomim is still all right on Monday. So on Monday you could then cook another shlomim or another chatas, and then another shlomim after that. But anytime you do a chatas, you have to do a shlomim afterwards. That's the bottom line. You have to do a shlomim afterwards because you don't want to come nice about the next day. So the Gemara's teretz is basically that you always have gir l'chaveira because I'm cooking with that item and having gir l'chaveira. But the Gemara's a bambakash on Rava. Yochi, if that's the case, hagol nam lo, but you shouldn't need hagol either. So what's going on? How's that answering it? Gemara's kasha. So that teretz seems like it sticks, but it's a shvera teretz. So Gemara has two more terutzim. And in the second teretz of this terutzim, we're really going back to that terabal. Let's see both terutzim. Remember, we have a kasha. In our Mishnah, it says that when you have a shpud, you have to do libud. You have a Mishnah, Mesechtes Zvachim, that it's enough with Hagala. And it's a stira. How do the two things stem? Shra Papa Amar, Hai Karid, Hai Le Karid. The answer is like this, that when you buy something from a goy, there it's years of cooking, of roasting with this spit. Therefore, the blias are hardened and they're very much absorbed. They're the only way to get it out is libum. Masha'inkin by karbonos, it's always very fresh. The blias are very fresh, and therefore comes out easily, even with agala. It's very easy to take it out. You don't need libum to get it out. Even agala to take it out. That's what Papa's Tarot says. That by gulin achum, it's much more settled inside the item in the utensil. Masha'inkin by kachum, it's fresh. Rav Ashi Amar. The Teretz is Hocha Terebala Hocha Surabala. It's a difference that by Kachim it's a Terebala, it's Mutter when it went in, got absorbed, and by Treif it's a Surah. But the Kakasha, Loch, you had a Kasha, to be in the Kapala, the Surah Kapala, that when it comes out, it's coming out of Isser, but in the Kapala, like Isser, the Surah Be'ina. When it comes out, the Isser is not Be'en. And the Pshat is like this, that since a Terebala, so therefore, It has to ask something else, right? It has to ask something else. So, here, after you make Hagala, it's much less. It's not, Liban takes that completely, nothing left. But when you do Hagala, there is something left. But there's very little left. That's not Royu to become Aser. That's the Bi'ar Adava. If it's Iser that goes in, then once it's Isser, it's always Aser. And I have to get rid of it. I have Isser here as a Bliya. I can't take out 90% of the Bliyas. The other 10% of the Bliyas that are left are Aser. But when something's at Terebala, that means when it went into the spit, it was really Mutter. So if I get rid of 90% of it, whatever's left is not enough to the Aser. It's not enough to Aser. Because it's not Isser Mamish. That's the Shah for Isser. Ask Shabbos, if it's not enough to ask her.
What's the 90%?
90%, Hagol takes that 90% of the Bliya. So what's left is a very small amount. That small amount is not enough that the Bichal is on it. It's not enough for Issa to Bichal on that. It has to be something. So first of all, the Gabe classic, let's say, Basa V'Cholov, so we would hear a posh like this. To start with that example. You have an example of Hetera Bala means that. Let's see, even Pesach, right? It's a terebala. Went in as chametz is not treif, okay? So or chalav is not treif. Then I do a galah, someone needs libum. So all that's left is a 10% bliya. That has no koyach to aser any basar or to become chametz on Pesach. I do it for Pesach. On Pesach, that doesn't become chametz Pesach. It's not enough. It's not enough of a thing. But if it's iser when it went in as nevela, nevela is nevela. I don't care. 10% nevela, 9% nevela, it's nevela. That's the chilek. And here also by kachim, you have to say the same thing, that you if you did Agala before it became nicer, now whatever's left is not strong enough to become nicer. And therefore, that's the chilek between Hetera Bala and Isura Bala, that it doesn't have enough kayach to become Asur because it's 90% gone. That's the answer to Stiru. That Hetera Bala is different than Isura Bala.